This time permits projects over $500,000 with no objection, no staff, and with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Commissioner, commission members, we have three, what we refer to as page two projects on the agenda today. These are projects over $500,000 in value. They have been subjected to our public interest review. We have received no objections, and staff is recommending approval of these three projects, and I'll read each one. Item 2A, Manassas Regional Airport, request authorization to expand two existing bridges over Broad Run associated with the expansion of runway 16L34R, resulted in approximately 7,740 square feet of encroachment for a 140 linear foot extension on the east side of the bridge and a 104 linear foot extension on the west side of the bridge, and for taxiway B, resulted in approximately 1,140 square feet of encroachment for a 21 linear foot extension on the east side of the bridge and a 17 foot linear foot extension on the west side of the bridge, and to repair and replace existing Class 2 and Class 3 riprap as needed along approximately 1,300 linear feet of stream channel, to construct a temporary cofferdams for working in the dry, and to install a temporary 80 linear foot by 15 linear foot clear span bridge, and this work will occur in Prince William County. Item 2B, Meade West Vaco Virginia Corporation, request authorization to construct a single span bridge measuring approximately 180 linear feet long by 34 feet wide, crossing 108 linear feet of the Jackson River in the city of Covington as part of a proposed biomass fuel power generation facility. The proposed two-lane bridge will include a pedestrian walkway to one side and above which a two-level utility bridge will be constructed. There is no in-stream work required for the actual bridge installation, and in this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty of $7,340 for the encroachment over 3,672 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot. And item 2C, Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to make repairs and replace approximately 95 linear feet of 24-inch pipeline along the existing Plains Marketing LP Yorktown Pier to refurbish and return to service Dominion Electric's Power Pipeline 150 at their Yorktown Oil Terminal along the York River in York County. In this case, we are recommending approval with an encroachment royalty of $285 for the encroachment of the new pipeline over 95 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot.
Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Any questions of Mr. Watkinson by members of members of the commission? Mr. Fox?
Relative to 2A, did we get a sign-off from whatever state of office focuses on historical landmarks, because this is an area.
We oftentimes run our applications by them for review, and sometimes local government subdivisions like this will have already coordinated with them, and to be honest, I don't recall the details of that, and I could ask the engineer who handled that if they recall if that was an issue or not, but I don't recall it ever coming
up. But you did it if it was supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do.
Further questions by members of the commission? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wish to be heard pro or con on these matters? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick?
Yeah, move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously on the page two items. Thank you, Mr. Watkins.